This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Yesterday, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau young leaders harvested their corn plot. I had a chance to talk with Heath Houck of Nokomis, and Heath serves as the chair for the committee.
Yes, we have our plot, our annual plot. I think this is the fourth or fifth year that we've done that. And we are about a half mile north of Butler, right on 127 at the Adam Anderson Farms here, right at his house. And we are harvesting the corn plot today. And it's just like everywhere this year, there's a lot of variability, and so we have to kind of qualify some of the data that we're picking up here because of the moisture problems and whatnot. But the way the plot kind of works as far as the young leaders goes is that we have each company will pay, they pay to get into the plot. We do it kind of as a fundraiser and for our group, and they pay $75 and they get two hybrids of corn in, and then we kind of go from there and we take care of the plot, work with Adam and take care of that and planting and harvesting. And we want to definitely say thank you to Anderson Farms for putting on the plot and for the work that Adam did this year, and hopefully we can continue to work with him in the future.
And part of what we were doing today with harvesting is we were checking the moisture content and also the test weight of the seed. Heath, what were we seeing today as far as those numbers go?
Anything basically from around the 20 to 25% moisture. Still a little bit wet. We were trying to get ahead of the game a little bit by taking it out a little earlier, just to get it out of the way before we hit it hard in the field. Test weights anywhere from, you know, 53 to 55 at this point with the moistures that we have. So, you know, overall everything looked pretty good. It's just, you know, like I said earlier, with the year we're having, the variability is kind of all over the place, and you can definitely tell where the drier parts of the field are and where the wetter parts are. So we're gathering information, doing the best we can, and we'll go from there.
And another event that the young leaders are hosting, or a program that goes along with harvest, is your Grain for Groceries.
Yeah, just kind of reiterating that again, our Grain for Groceries drive, we'll kick it off here with harvest. And, you know, we're looking for 5-10 bushel donations or whatever a farmer would like to give to the local elevators. We're cooperating with all those. And so if you have any questions, feel free to call the office, talk to Bob or whoever. But, you know, just trying to reiterate that again. So we'd appreciate, you know, any donations that we can get to help our local food pantries in the county.
The corn plot is located in Butler on Anderson Farm Ground. Jason Anderson, son of Tom Anderson and brother of Adam Anderson, was operating the combine for the plot. The farm is a family operation.
Well, we raise about 3,500 acres of crops, and we have 100 head of cows. We run a cow-calf operation and feed a few of those out. And we just enjoy agriculture here in Butler and Hillsboro and almost Raymond, not quite.
And today we were working on kind of a special project. You were actually the combine operator to help harvest the Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leaders seed plot. What were you seeing today as you were in the combine going through the field?
Well, this is one of our flatter farms here right north of Butler, and we saw a little bit of water damage. And as a result of that, you know, in the areas where there was some ponding this spring, we had some lower yields, and we definitely had some loss of grain quality.
And how big is the plot here in Butler?
This was about a 5-acre plot. My brother is a feaster dealer, so he also has a smaller plot across the road. But the Young Farmers was about a 5-acre, and we had good representation from all seed companies in the area.
And today was kind of the start of harvest for you guys. You haven't been out in your own fields yet, but this was kind of the start with helping with the seed plot.
Right. We're running about 23.5, 24% moisture throughout the plot, and that's about where we like to start harvesting. So we set the combine last Friday and got the bugs out and went ahead and took the plot out today, and we're going to continue on with harvest now.
Once again, that was Montgomery County Farm Bureau Young Leader Chair Heath Houck and farmer Jason Anderson with a report on the Young Leader corn plot in Butler. We'll be back with more after these messages. The Illinois Crop Report was released yesterday.
Rain and cool temperatures occurred throughout the state last week, slowing corn harvest advancement. Statewide, precipitation averaged 1.59 inches, 0.8 inches above normal. The average temperature was 69.1 degrees, 0.4 degrees below normal. There were 4.8 days suitable for field work for the week ending September 13th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 3% very short, 20% short, 71% adequate, and 6% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 3% very short, 19% short, 72% adequate, and 6% surplus. Corn dented reached 95% compared to 90% last year and the five-year average of 92%. Corn mature reached 61%, a jump of 18 percentage points from last week. Corn harvest was 6% complete compared to 12% for the five-year average. Corn condition was rated 5% very poor, 10% poor, 30% fair, 43% good, and 12% excellent. Soybeans coloring was at 62%, a jump of 23 percentage points from last week. Soybean condition was rated 5% very poor, 12% poor, 30% fair, 44% good, and 9% excellent. In other news, the Illinois Farm Bureau and Missouri Farm Bureaus donated $500,000 to the St. Louis Science Center. The $500,000 donation is to be used in constructing the new agriculture gallery exhibit at the museum. Illinois Farm Bureau President Richard Giebert Jr. and Missouri Farm Bureau President Blake Hurst each presented $250,000 on behalf of their respective organizations to the St. Louis Science Center to further agricultural education at the museum. The agriculture exhibit will feature a variety of interactive displays and features, including a greenhouse and classrooms for public programming. Content will focus on four areas, including plant and animal biology, agriculture, agronomics, and personal connections. As part of the Agriculture Gallery exhibit, two 400 square feet maps of Illinois and Missouri will be on display. The exhibit is expected to open in June of 2016. In National Ag News, a study finds little difference in sweeteners. A recent USDA study finds there is no significant difference in health effects between high fructose corn syrup and other sweeteners such as honey. The Washington Post reports the researchers found that three sweeteners, high fructose corn syrup, honey, and cane sugar, basically have the same impacts. The belief high fructose corn syrup may be harmful prompted the USDA study. USDA researcher Susan Ratz said the marketers made a big mistake when they called it high fructose corn syrup and that a sweetener is a sweetener no matter the source. Health authorities such as the Mayo Clinic have repeatedly maintained that high fructose corn syrup is no less healthy than any other type of sweeteners. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.